It's always a joy to be with you, even on hot summer day.
其实在炎热的夏天，我也很高兴来到您当中与你们在一起。
How many of you have already taken your summer vacation?
你们当中有多少人已经在这个夏天休过假了？
I have mine coming up next week.
我的下周开始。
So if you see me smiling a lot in this sermon, you know why.
如果你在过程当中看见我常常笑，你就知道为什么了。
There is a TV show, and it is called What Would You Do?
2008年开始在美国的 ABC 电视台有一个就是真人秀叫做你会做什么。
It's on ABC, and John Quinones is the host of it.
他是 ABC 电视台播出的，然后这是一个主持人是一个新闻记者叫约翰凯诺。
And what they do is they go into a place and they will hide cameras around a room.
他们所做的就是他们提前去到一个地方安装这些隐藏摄像机。
And they will put people into situations where they need to make value judgments.
所以他就会把让一些演员去演一些情景，然后让现场的人做一些反应。
On their Facebook page, they have had over 1 billion people look at their video clips.
大家可以看一下，这个就是他们在脸书上的一个界面，然后大概有超过10亿的人去有看，然后有评论什么的。
And the question they ask you is, what would you do if you were in a situation and nobody was watching you?
就是这个电视的目的，真人秀的目的，就是说，如果你知道没有人在看着你，你对这些场景你会怎么反应？
One of their scenarios is they have 2 young women.In a hot car parked in a handicapped parking space.
所以这个是场景之一，就是这是三个演员。这个演员呢，其中有两个年轻的女孩子，她们把她们的豪车停在这个残趴的位置上，然后让这个残疾人呢没有办法用这个车位。
And this man that's in a wheelchair comes up and says, "You've taken my parking space. You need to move."
然后这个残疾人就过来对他们说：“你们占了我的车位，你们现在应该要把车移开。”
And they're very arrogant, and they tell the man they're not moving. He just needs to deal with it.
所以这两个年轻女孩非常的傲慢，说我们不会移的。
So if you were at the ice cream shop there, what would you say to these girls?
所以如果你是去这个冰淇淋店路过的一个群众，你会怎么反应？
Another situation is they show people bullying handicapped children.
另一个场景就是人们常常会霸凌这个残疾的儿童。
Being verbally abusive to them and looking down on them with a demeaning tone of voice.
常常是用语言来攻击他们，看不起他们。
What would you do if you saw someone doing that?
如果你确实看见有这样的事情发生在你身边，你会怎么反应？
They have another situation where they have some teenage boys start to verbally abuse a homeless man.
所以另外一个场景就是有三个小孩来在用言语上来凌辱一个流浪汉。
Another is they have some students discriminating against a Muslim student.
所以这个场景就是描绘的有两个学生他们歧视他们的穆斯林的同学。
Or verbal abuse of a foster child.
或者是一个成年人对一个收养的被收养的儿童言语上的这种侮辱。
Or a college hazing situation where they're forcing these girls to do something that's very demeaning.
还有这个就可以看见，这个是在大学里一个非常有羞辱性的欺负同学，把他们的女同学这样像狗一样牵在这边，逼迫他们去做一些事情。
The question is, what would you do in these situations?
那我今天对大家的问题就是说，如果你们看到这些场景，你们会怎么做？
There tends to be 3 major responses.
其实大概大部分人的人群当中的反应大概有三种类型。
There is a group of people that say, yes, keep up the abuse.
所以有一些人就是认同的，说继续让这些人欺负。
There's a second group of people that know this is wrong, but they don't have the courage to stand up, and so they just walk away.
第二种人呢，他们虽然知道这些人做的不对，但是呢，他们没有勇气去指责。所以他们就走开了。
And then there's a group of people that intervene and rise up and become champions. in these situations.
所以第三种人呢，就是他们知道不对，并且勇敢地站起来，会干涉这样的场景，去阻止这样不好的事情继续发生。
Well, 2,000 years ago, Jesus set up his own "What would you do?" scenario.
那在2000年前呢，耶稣其实就设想了这样一个你会怎么做的场景。
He was talking with the religious leaders, and the religious leaders were trying to discredit Jesus.
他正在跟这些宗教上的领袖在谈论一些问题，而这些宗教领袖一直想要去抓耶稣的把柄，想要让他在人民面前没有信用，然后甚至想要去杀害耶稣。
They wanted to set him up in a sting operation.
所以他们想用一个阴谋，想要去陷害他。
But Jesus.Is so brilliant, and what he does is he uses the trap that they're going to try to use against him, and he uses it to trap them in love.
所以耶稣当时做了一个非常睿智的一个决定，他用了这样，他将计就计，用了这样一个本来是给他的一个陷阱，来对这些宗教领袖给他们一个关于爱的一个陷阱。
So Jesus tells.His own "What would you do?" scenario with his parable of the Good Samaritan.
所以耶稣用这个好撒玛利亚人的这样的一个比喻来设想了，你会怎么做的这样一个场景。
And a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning.
耶稣在传道过程常常用比喻的方式，一个比喻的，它其实是通过地上的一个故事、一个情景来想要说明属天的意义。
And the impact of this story is that it changes the way we look at our lives.
所以这样一个比喻呢，它其实是想帮助我们每一个人生活在地上的人来改变我们的一些观点。
The gospel is more than us saying the sinner's prayer.
福音比我们做的远远超过我们每天做的一个祷告，远远超过罪人做的祷告。
The gospel is a way of life. It's a way to live your life.
福音它其实是一种生活方式的一个改变。
And Jesus points out in this parable that if you're going to say you are a Christ follower, you need to live the way that he tells us to live.
所以耶稣使用这个比喻来说明，如果你声称你是一个耶稣的门徒，耶稣的跟随者，那你一定要将你所信的能够活出来，在你的生活当中方方面面能够将它活出来。
Most people are familiar with this Good Samaritan situation.
可能我们当中很多人对这个好撒玛利亚人的这个故事非常的熟悉。
But what I'd like to do this afternoon is point out three ingredients that go into friendships.
所以今天借着这个下午，我想通过再次来剖析这个故事，来好好的讲一讲有关友情、友谊它其中的三个成分。
The first ingredient is the connection of friendship.
第一个成分，第一个属性就是友情，把人与人连接起来。
This lawyer comes up to Jesus and says, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
所以当时的情境是有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，问夫子：“我该做什么才可以承受永生？”
And because he uses the word "I," it gives us an indication he's pretty sure he's got salvation already.
他用这个第一人称“我”，所以他其实是已经非常确定他已经得到了救赎。
He expects Jesus to give him some sort of Jewish answer.
他其实正在期待耶稣给他一种符合犹太人思维的一种答案。
See, the way that Jews earn eternal life is they keep the law.
犹太人呢，他们的思维方式就是说，通过守律法能够得到救赎。
Do you know how many Jewish laws there are to keep?
你们知道有多少的犹太的这些律法吗？
There are 613 laws.
他们一共有613条律法。
Now you just go home and try to keep 613 laws this week.
如果你回家，你试试你能不能守住这613条当中的每一条。
It's very, very difficult.
这将是非常非常的困难。
And so what Jesus says, how do you read it? He actually answers a question with a question.
耶稣非常聪明，他通过问一个问题来回答这个人的问题。
And what happens in this scenario here is that there is a summary of 613 laws.
其实这里耶稣用了、想要、这个律法师回答的是将他们所谓的613条律法总结起来的、两条。
And what the number one ingredient is that we need to love God with all that we are, our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength.
第一条就是要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
It is a vertical.
这是一个我们跟神的垂直的关系。
Relationship with God.
跟神的关系。
He moves away from trying to keep 613 laws and says, "You must love God first."
所以、耶稣撇开这犹太人所自豪的613条律法，他就说你必须要跟神有这样一个好的垂直的关系。
See, the idea of loving God must be the top priority in all of life.
所以爱神其实是我们每天生活的、最重要的一件事情。
But then the guy adds, you also have to love your neighbor.
然后第二个元素就是要爱邻舍如同自己。
And Jesus says, you got it. You got the answer.
耶稣说很好，你回答的是。
What he has done is he has summarized basically the Ten Commandments.
所以他做的就是把整个十诫稍微、简化了一下，精简了一下，总结了一下。
The first four about loving God.
十诫当中前四条是关于我们跟神的关系，我们要爱神。
And 5-10 is about loving your neighbor.
第五诫到第十诫其实是讲我们跟平行的跟人的关系，我们要爱邻舍如同爱自己。
See, salvation and the gospel is not about keeping rules; it's about relationships.
所以福音也好，救恩也好，根本不是关于、去守诫命、守律法，其实是关于一些关系。
So I want to ask you a very personal question.
所以我想问大家一个私人的问题。
How good of a lover are you?
你是不是一个很好的爱神的人？
Do you love God supremely?
你是不是、超级爱神？
When you wake up in the morning, is your love for God the number one thought that you have? How can I love God better today?
当你每天早上醒过来的时候，你的第一个想法是不是说，我今天当如何更好的爱神？
And then second of all, do you wake up saying, how can I love my neighbor better?
第二个想法会不会是，我今天当怎样爱我的邻舍，更好的爱我的邻舍？
This is the summary of all of the Bible.
这是、整个、圣经一个精华所在。
Well, this guy is starting to get a little bit nervous. He starts pulling off his collar and he starts sweating.
所以这个人可能、把他领子要竖起来，稍微有点紧张了。
And the reason he does this is because he knows he has the first part done very well.
他紧张的原因是他觉得他第一个部分做得很好。
All of his neighbors say, oh, he's a very religious guy.
可能他所有的邻舍都会称赞他是一个、敬虔的人。
But none of his neighbors know he loves them.
但是他的邻舍可能一个都不会说他爱他的邻舍。
His neighbors don't even know his name.
他邻舍甚至连他的名字都不知道。
So he has A, he gets an A grade on the first one, and he gets an F grade on the second.
所以这个人在、前第一条上一到四上跟神的关系可能是拿一个 A 的。那在与人的关系上，他是不及格的。
Now this guy is a theologian, so he knows how to get out of sticky situations.
所以这个人他可能知道很多很多的律法，他知道要如何在、表现的敬虔。
We call it a loophole. A loophole. It's just a loophole. It's a way of getting out without acknowledging you've done something wrong.
这个意思大概 loophole 这个词的意思大概是你连错在哪里可能都不知道。
And here's your new word, the loophole. And who is my neighbor?
他问了这个问题，谁是我的邻舍？
So now he wants to start a discussion on what a neighbor is.
然后他们之间就展开了这个讨论，到底谁是我的邻舍？
But let me tell you something. God's truth.
让我
is very, very powerful.
让我来告诉你、有关神的这个真理是非常非常、有力量的。
And Jesus saying, you cannot disconnect your love from God from your love for your neighbor.
神说你没有办法把你对神的爱和你对人的爱分开。
The Apostle John picked up on this theme in his letter in 1 John.
使徒约翰在约翰一书当中就有提到关于这一点。
Could you read that?
Sure. 我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。约翰一书四章十九到二十一节。
It's not a simple thing to love God.
爱神不是一个容易的事。
Because in our hearts, we're rebels against God.
因为在我们的本性当中，我们的人性当中，我们其实就是对神叛逆的。
We no longer seek after God than a thief seeks after a policeman.
我们可能寻找神的方式，可能还不如警醒的方式，还不如一个小偷去寻找警察。
But when God's love reaches us first, it transforms us.
当神的爱接触到摸到我们的时候，我们就被改变。
And when I receive God's love, it comes into my heart, and then I can give that love to my neighbor.
当我接受到神满满的爱的时候，我能够将神给我的爱能够流传到像个管道一样输送到我周边的朋友、亲人、邻舍。
It's absolute pious nonsense to say I love God when I hate my brother or sister.
如果你说你爱神，但是你却不能爱你的弟兄，你恨他，这样的敬虔毫无意义。
Our hearts need to be filled with God's love so that we can love our neighbors.
我们的心需要被神的爱所充满，这样我们才能去爱人。
So the order of this connection is absolutely clear.
所以这个先后的关系是非常清楚的。
It starts with us experiencing God's love.
这个关系是先我们经历神的爱，神来爱我们，我们接受到这个。
And then out of that love we share with others.
然后我们才能将神的爱去与人分享。
When you hang out with God, you will have enough love to love your neighbor and your wife and your children.And every person in this church.
当我们跟神的关系好的时候，好像我们常常跟神出去一起玩这样子，我们才能够将从神而来的爱去真的是分享给我们的配偶、我们的孩子、我们的朋友、我们的邻舍。
So who are you hanging out with?
所以你常常跟谁在一起呢？花时间在一起。
The story of Tarzan was developed in 1912 by Edgar Burroughs.
这里有一个故事，一个小说是大概在1912年被这个作者爱德加莱斯巴勒斯所写的关于泰山的丛林故事。
He turned it into a novel in 1914.
他到1914年成为了一个小说。
But it is a story about the son of a British lord who was marooned on the coast of Africa.
这个故事是有关一个英国的一个农场主，他的儿子被放逐到非洲的一个海岸上。
And when his parents died, the apes, the great apes, adopted him into their family.
当这个人的他的父母在那个岛上死了之后呢，那个岛上的这种巨型的类人猿就收养了这个泰山。
So he started running with the boys.
所以他跟类人猿学习如何奔跑。
And he learned ape talk.
他跟猎人学习。
I don't know how you translate that.
Okay.
He learned ape culture.
他学了这种猎人猿的他们的文化。
He learned ape stories.
他们知道这个猎人猿他们的故事。
I'm really testing you today. But you understand, he hung out with the apes, so he became an ape.
所以他花很多时间跟这些巨型的类人猿在一起，所以他几乎成了一个类人猿。
But then a few years later, when he was 20 years old, another shipwreck occurred.
所以然后当他二十岁的时候，另外一个部落还是一个什么出现了。
And so Tarzan met Jane.
另外一艘船来到了这个岛，所以他遇到了另外一个人类叫。
And he fell in love with Jane.
所以他爱上了简。
And Jane went back to civilization.
所以简后来就回到了人类的文明当中。
And Tarzan, because of his love, left the jungle, and he left Africa, and he went to New York City.
所以泰山因为因爱去寻找，所以离开了这个丛林，所以他来到了纽约。
So this is Tarzan checking in at the Hyatt Regency Hotel.
所以这是泰山后来穿着各方面都像人的样子。
But now he started to learn English.
所以他开始学习英文。
And he started to learn English culture.
所以他开始学英国的这种文化。
And English stories.
然后英国人的故事历史。
And an English way of life.
还有就是英国人怎样生活的方式。
But then he had to choose.
然后他需要去选择。
Is he going to live as an ape?
他需要去选择像一个类人猿一样那样生活。
Or a New Yorker.
还是像纽约人这样来生活。
And that's a tough choice.
这是个很难的选择。
So choose wisely.
所以他需要做出一个智慧的选择。
We're all born with human love. We experience human love growing up in our families.
我们每个人都是在人的爱当中成长的。
But then one day, most of you in this room experience divine love.
然后有一天，在座的每一位接触到了神的爱，一个神圣的爱。
And you learned a new language, and you learned a new way of life.
所以你们知道了一种新的语言，知道了一种新的生活方式。
Now you must choose.
然后现在你们要做出选择。
Are you going to follow human love?
你们是要选择跟随人的爱。
Or are you going to follow divine love?
还是要选择这种来自神的神圣的爱。
Love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。并且要爱你的邻舍如同爱自己。
That's the connection of friendship.
这就是友谊所带来的把人与人连接起来的一个属性。
The second ingredient in friendship is the cost of friendship.
第二个它的一个特性是友情需要牺牲，需要付出代价。
If you're going to experience a true, genuine friendship, it's going to be costly.
如果你真正的经营经历一场真正的友情，那你需要付出很多的代价。
If you think that friendship is easy, you are very mistaken.
如果你觉得友情是一个很容易就有的事情，那你绝对错了。
To have a true friend, it's going to be very, very costly.
想要拥有一个真正的朋友，其实是需要花出很大的代价的。
And Jesus shows us the cost of friendship by telling us.This parable.
耶稣通过这个好撒玛利亚妇人的这个好撒玛利亚人这个故事，告诉了我们友情需要付出何等的代价。
And the first fellow that was involved with the cost analysis of friendship was a priest.
所以他第一个分析的人就是一个祭司，在这种场景下如何反应。
Now, if you had asked his Jewish audience, who is the most likely hero of someone being mugged and to be rescued?They would say, "Oh, a priest will do that."
如果你问一个犹太人，当一个人另外一个人被抢劫，那什么样的人会是第一最有可能的英雄会去救这样的一个被抢劫的人？他们的答案一定是说祭司。
A priest is a holy man of God. He represents God.
祭司是一个圣洁的人，他是完全可以代表神的。
A priest would be equivalent to a modern day pastor.
所以祭司在今天来说就相当于一个牧师。
Yet when he saw the mugging victim there, he passed by.
你们看到在这个故事当中，这个场景当中，当这个祭司看见这个被抢劫的人的时候，他从那边绕过去了。
And it was not because of poor eyesight that he missed him.
不是因为他视力不好，所以他没看见。
It was because the cost was too much for him to go help that mugging victim.
他绕过去的原因是因为让他停下来去帮助这个人的代价太大。
Now, what could possibly have been going through this priest's mind?
这个牧师这个祭司当时大概想了一些什么呢？
Well, he could have thought, you know, if this guy was just mugged, the muggers are nearby. I got to get out of here.
这个祭司可能当时想，这个人刚刚被抢劫完，可能那些强盗还在附近，我最好赶紧走。
He could have thought, you know what? I have a really busy life as a pastor.
他在想，我作为一个牧师，牧养那么多人啊，我有一个非常忙碌的生活，我很重要。
I've got to take care of people. I have to prepare sermons. I've got to go visit people in the hospital. I don't have time for this.
我需要去照顾羊群，照顾人群。我需要去啊探访。我有太多太多事要去做。
And he could have thought, what if this mugging victim dies in my arms? Then I'll be ceremonially unclean for a week.
万一我停下来，我去帮助这个被抢劫的人，他如果死在我怀中，那怎么办呢？我在啊这种礼仪上，我大概要有一个星期，至少一个星期算是不洁净的。
Now, I don't know if he thought that way.
我不知道他是不是确实这么想的。
But I do know sometimes we think that way.
但我确确实实知道，我们可能作为牧师，可能常常会这么想。
Sometimes the cost is just too high for us to be a good neighbor.
所以有时候，想要成为一个好的邻舍，真的需要付出的代价太大太大。
And so we find ourselves like the priest passing by.
所以我们常常发现自己就像这个祭司一样，就从那边绕过去了。
The second was the cost to the Levite.
第二个就是来看一看这个利未人他需要付出哪些代价。
Now, if the priest was like a pastor, the Levite is like the associate pastor.
如果祭司像当今的牧师的话，那利未人可能就相当于当今的一个助理牧师。
He's responsible for keeping the scrolls and keeping the operation going and filling in the details.
所以这个助理牧师他也有很多的事情需要做，可能确保各样的行政上的事情有条不紊的进行。
And it says that he passed by on the other side.
这可以看到，这个利未人也照样从那边绕过去了。
Now, I wonder what was going on in his head.
那他当时可能想了些什么呢？
Perhaps he thought this.
他可能这样想的。
Well, if the pastor didn't stop, I'm not stopping.
他说，牧师没有停下来，那我也没有理由要停下来。
Or perhaps, you know what, I'm on my way to Jerusalem to give a lecture on neighborly love.
我正在去耶路撒冷的路上，我要给大家一个演讲，是有关怎么样去爱邻舍的。
And I can't show up late, so I just got to let somebody else help this guy.
我不能迟到那就让另外其他人肯定可以帮助他。
Or how about this? You know what? It's not my gift. Maybe a person with a gift of mercy will come along and help.
这样有怜悯心不是我的恩赐让有这样恩赐的人帮助他。
Now I don't know if he thought this.
我不知道他是不是确实这样想过。
But many times we think this.
但是常常我们会这么想。
And there's this strange arithmetic that is created in the counting rooms of hell. There's a strange arithmetic that Satan has in his thinking.
在礼仪上，撒旦常常有一些谎言在我们的当中。
And the thinking is this.
像这个想法，会有这样的想法。
We need to invest in missionaries to reach the millions of people out there.
我们需要去参加那些宣教，所以可以去接触，把福音传给更多的人。
But I don't have to invest in my neighbor that lives right aside of me.
但我并不需要在我身边的就近的这些邻舍上花时间去爱他们。
The cost to the Samaritan.
还有第三个，就是我们要看看对于这个撒玛利亚人遇到这样的情境的时候，他需要付出哪些代价。
Now, if a priest and a Levite would be number one on a Jewish list of who's going to rescue this guy, the Samaritan would be at the very bottom of this list. There's no way a Samaritan is stopping.
如果你问一些犹太人遇到这样的场景谁会救这个被抢劫的人？可能撒玛利亚人肯定是在这个清单上排名最后的。
Samaritans and Jews hate each other.
因为撒玛利亚人跟犹太人他们之间有历史很多年的这样的一个为敌的彼此犹太人非常看不起撒玛利亚人。
The Samaritans were half-breeds because of the intermarrying with Assyria.
因为撒玛利亚人在历史上他们是一个就是不纯洁的犹太人，他们是当。
Okay.
是当时的犹太人跟叙利亚人有一些通婚所养成的后代。
And what happened was that as the cost of this event was occurring here, the The cost was so great that it was only a person that has God's love inside of them that would be able to overcome that cost and pay it.
所以这个撒玛利亚人对他来说，他需要付出很多很多的代价。唯有神的爱在他心中，他才愿意付出这样的代价。
I put together a list of some of the costs of the friendship of this Samaritan.
我列了一些，写下了一些啊，这个撒玛利亚人他所需要付出的代价。
He had to stop on his journey and
他需要在他这个旅程当中停下来。
He would have been late for his next appointment.
他可能在他的行事历上下一件要去做的事情，他可能会迟到。
He would have had to show compassion and caring coming out of his heart.
他需要对这个被抢的人有这样的一个怜悯心、同情心。
His hands would have been dirty. Have you ever been with a mugging victim? They bleed all over the place.
他的手一定弄脏了。你有没有碰到过一个被抢的，在正在流血、到处有伤痛的人？
He was getting involved in a risky situation. He too could be mugged.
所以他其实把自己参与到一个非常危险的处境，他自己可能也会被抢。
He was giving up his time.
所以他也牺牲自己的时间。
And he was radically generous.
所以他也非常非常的慷慨。
He gave two silver denarii coins.
他当时给那个酒店的人2000银子。
A denarii coin would be the equivalent of a day's wage, which back then was a lot of money.
在当时那2000银子相当于他一天的一般人一天的一个薪水，所以其实是非常多的钱。
And then the promise, whatever this bill is, I will pay it.
而且他当时这个撒玛利亚人对店主有这样一个承诺，说这个人所花费的任何其他费用，我回来之后再还给你。
This parable goes to the heart of our mission as Christ's followers.
这个就让我们能看到跟随真正跟随耶稣的人是一个什么样的生活方式。
God wants us to meet the needs of people who are completely different from us.
神的爱就是当我们看见别人的需要的时候，我们能够尽力帮助去满足别人的需要。
People that are as different as night and day, God wants us to meet their needs.
不管这个人跟我们是不是一样，甚至跟我们很不一样，不管是宗教上、各个方面上、生活方式上。
To really care about them.
要真正的去关心他们。
Not to simply say, "Oh, God bless you. I hope you feel better."
不是仅仅口头上说，神愿神祝福你，我希望你之后会慢慢变好。
But can I take you to the hospital? You're not looking good.
你是不是真的能做出来，在当下就说，我可不可以送你去医院？你看起来不太好。
A willingness to sacrifice for them.
一个愿意的心，愿意就是牺牲自己的时间也好，金钱也好。
A willingness to spend time with them.
愿意的心，愿意去花时间跟他们在一起，陪伴他们。
The result is that this costly, radical love.Is going to impact the quality of your life.
这样的一个结果，这样一个愿意去有怜悯心，愿意去照顾人，愿意非常慷慨，这样的一个结果是会把另外一个人的生命完全的改变。
So the first ingredient is there's a connection between God's love and our love for our neighbor.
所以第一个就是我们要跟人有这样的一个连结。
The second ingredient in friendship is there's a huge cost if you're going to be a friend with someone.
所以第二个我们就是友情，我们要去爱人的话，需要付出代价。
And the third are the commitments that you need to make to be a friend.
所以第三个关于友情，就是我们需要委身，需要忠心到底。
The Samaritan saw the him and took pity on him.
所以这个撒玛利亚人看见了那个被抢的人，所以他就动了慈心。
And then Jesus says, "Go and do." Likewise, in the same manner, do the same thing if you want to be a friend.
所以耶稣回答说，你去照样行吧，就照他的这样爱人的心这样去行吧。
So look at these three commitments. It was a commitment to see him. He saw him.
所以他是委身，这个撒玛利亚人，他是委身要看到，所以他看见了他。
The Levite, the priest, they saw him too.
那个利未人，那个祭司也看见了他。
But they saw him differently.
但是他们看到的时候的想法完全不一样。
See, what I am determines what I see.
我到底是谁，我是怎样的一个人，其实决定于我到底看到了什么。
And what I see determines what I do.
我看见了什么，是不是看见别人的需要，决定了我会怎么做。
It starts with my heart first.
所以这个一切都是从我的心开始。
Who are you?
你是谁？
Who are you?
你是谁？
I didn't ask what you did. I didn't ask your name. I said, who are you?
我没有问你的名字，我没有问你的工作是什么，我问你是谁。
Can I tell you who I am?
我能告诉你们我是谁吗？
I am a son of the living God.
我是一个永活神的儿子。
I have been adopted into God's family.
我被神收养了到他的家里。
I have experienced the grace of Almighty God.
我深深地经历到全能神的他的恩典。
And I have been touched by God's love. That's who I am.
我被神的爱深深所感动。
And now because I'm in God's family, I'm in God's family business.
因为我现在身在神的家中，所以神的家中要去做一些事情是我的使命之一。
And God's family business rescues mugged people.
所以神的使命就是要去救那些被抢的人。
When we see mugged people, we see these are opportunities for us to share the love of Christ.
当我们看见被抢的人的时候，我们的使命就是要与这些被抢的人分享神的爱。
Who I am?
我是谁？
Determines what I see.
决定了我能看见什么。
Determines what I do.
我看见什么，决定我要怎么做。
Second commitment, commitment to show mercy.
第二个委身就是委身要有怜悯心。
See, friendship is more than words.
所以友情远远超过口头上说的东西。
And I don't want to minimize how important it is for you to say that you love each other.
我想尽量的减少你们怎么去在口头上表达我们多么爱别人。
But you've got to show that love.
但是你需要去表现出来，用实际行动表现出来你的爱心。
Love is active compassion.
所以爱心它是一个非常的积极的一个主动的一个非常有怜悯心的一个行动。
Words are cheap.
言语非常的不值钱。
True love means getting your hands dirty.
真正的爱是需要把你的手弄脏，你要实际去做一些事情。
So I'm going to challenge you to do something.
这其中要真正做到有很多的挑战。
You come to church and they always say, "We want you to tithe your money."
我们来到教会可能常常说，我们希望你十一奉献。
That means give one tenth of your money back to the Lord. It's a good biblical principle.
所以那意味着要把你的收入的十分之一奉献给教会，那是一个很好的事情。
But I want to challenge you to do something much more radical.
所以我想挑战你们做一些更不容易的事情。
How about tithe your time?
把你们的时间奉献出来怎么样？
How about giving God one tenth of your day?
把你们一天当中时间的十分之一给神。
And I'm going to make it easy for you. Your waking hours.
我会把这个事情做得简单一点，就是当你醒着的时候的十分之一。
Just give God one tenth of 16 hours of your day.
当你醒着那十六个小时给神十分之一。
And I'm going to even reduce that. How about giving God just 1 hour of every day?
我把这要求再降低。给神每天一个小时。
Too much. How about 20 minutes of every day?
可能太多了，二十分钟怎么样？
20 minutes of every day, you're going to be about God's family business of rescuing mugged people.
每天给神二十分钟，给神二十分钟用来去帮助那些被抢的人，为了神的使命。
You know, if you pray that, He's going to answer that.
如果你继续持续的为此祷告的话，神一定会回答你。
If you say to the Lord today, Lord, I'm available for 20 minutes to minister to any person that you put in my way, people are going to be in your way.
如果你每天向神祷告说，神啊，今天我有20分钟献给你，就是使用这20分钟来去向那些被抢的人来传扬你的福音，来传扬你的爱。那你如果持续这样祷告的话，神就会把那样有需要的人放在你旁边。
I'd love to come back to this church and see it filled with mugged people.
我很高兴常常回到这里，能够看见被抢的人坐在下面。
But that's what we're about, right?
那是一个非常有力量的事情，一个
How about a third commitment?
第三个尾声是尾声要做一个邻舍。
A commitment to be a neighbor.
尾声要做一个邻舍。
Now this guy wanted to fight about this with Jesus.
这个人当时问这个问题的人想要跟耶稣有一场这种征战角逐，睿智上的角逐。
But Jesus answered the question, "Who is my neighbor in this story?"
所以耶稣用一个问题来回答他，用一个反问的来问他，到底谁是邻舍
？So what is a neighbor from the story of the Good Samaritan?
在这个好撒玛利亚人当中，到底谁是邻舍
？And this is a shocking definition.
这是一个。
A shocking,
very
radical definition.
这是一个非常令人震惊的一个答案。这个答案。
Your neighbor is anyone whose need you see, and whose need you're in a position to meet.
耶稣的答案是说，任何一个你能看到他的需要，并且你能尽力帮助其需要的人，都是你的邻舍。
So that means your neighbor could be unknown. You don't know the name of him.
这个邻舍可能你根本都不认识，你不知道他们的名字。
This Samaritan didn't know the name of the Jewish person.
这个撒玛利亚人并不知道这个被抢的犹太人的名字。
He could be unfriendly. He could be a hostile group.
他这个犹太人被帮助的人可能非常的不友好，可能充满敌意。
He or she could be unlovely. I mean, mug people are not lovely.
可能不可爱，这个被抢的人肯定是不可爱的。
This person, your neighbor, could be someone with a lifestyle that you don't approve of.
你的邻舍可能你都没办法认同他的生活方式。
Maybe they're going to have tattoos all over their arm.
可能你的邻舍身上充满着这个纹身。
Or one of those spike hairdos. I love those spike hairdos.
还有他头上有一些好像是激光吗？还是？冲天炮。
And maybe this person will not reward you.
而且很有可能你帮助这些邻舍根本得不到回报。
We don't have any account that the Jewish person paid the Samaritan back.
我们一点也不期待这个被抢的犹太人他将来会回报这个撒玛利亚人。
Do you see how broad this definition is?
所以你能看见耶稣的这个谁是邻关于邻舍的这个答案非常的非常的广，而且非常的跟我们常有的认识非常的不一样。
So why would we do this?
所以我们为什么要这么做呢？
Why would we make the connection between God and our neighbor?
我们为什么要在爱神跟爱人之间有这样的连接呢？
Why would we pay the cost of a friendship?
我们为什么要去付这些代价去培养这些友情？
Why would we have these commitments to friendship?
我们为什么要对这样的友情去委身去忠心到底呢？
There's only one reason.
只有一个原因，就是恩典，神的恩典。
That is because of grace.
就是来自于神的恩典。
If Jesus was telling this story to encourage us to good people, he would have told it differently.
如果他只是耶稣，只是想告诉人们是成为一个勇敢的人，那他可以通过不同的方式来讲这个故事。
He would have told it that the Jewish person rescued the Samaritan. That's a good deed.
他可能会讲一个犹太人如何的帮助救助撒玛利亚人，这可能比较符合他们的逻辑。
But he told that the Samaritan rescued the Jew.
但是耶稣讲的故事是一个撒玛利亚人帮助了一个救助了一个被抢的犹太人。
Totally undeserved.
完全不配得的。
Totally founded in grace.
只有在恩典中才能找到这样的事情。
And I want to tell you something about every person in this room.
我想告诉你们，就是跟在座的每一位都相关的故事。
We have all been mugged by sin.
我们每一个人都被罪抢夺了。
We're on the road, and there's no one that's going to help us. We're going to die because of our sin.
我们每个人都在一条充满罪恶的路上被罪抢了，然后我们真的是陷入绝望，毫无帮助。
Then one day, Jesus comes by.
但是有一天，耶稣经过了这条路。
And he sees us in our sin. He sees us in our hopelessness. And he says, I'm going to help you.
他经过的时候看见了我们每个人身上的罪，他看见了我们的无奈绝望，他说我要帮助你们。
And he comes over and he bandages our broken hearts together and he puts us on the donkey.
他弯下腰来，他真的是看着我们的伤口，来包裹我们的伤口，他要来救助我们。
And then he pays the price.
然后他付上了代价。
And he dies in our place so that we can be healed.
他代替了我们该死的位置，而上了十字架，以至于我们因他的鞭伤能够得医治。
When you experience God's grace, you can share that grace with mugged people.
当你经历神的恩典的时候，那你就可以与别人分享神的恩典。
Let me end with one more story.
我以最后一个故事来结束。
It's a story told by Dr. Larry Crabb.
这是一个心理医生，也是一个作家，叫拉里克莱伯。
30 years ago, they moved down to Miami, which was the place to retire in the United States.
30年前，他和他的太太搬到了佛罗里达。佛罗里达被称为一个退休的圣地。
One day, they got off the Gold Street and they went back a couple blocks.
然后他们经过这个黄金街吗？还是然后他们就往后往这条顺着这个路往前面走了一段时间。
And there was an old condominium with a wooden porch, and there were 100 of these deck chairs in a row.
然后他们经过了一个木板条的一个长廊，一个走廊。然后走廊上有很多类似这样的，超过100把这样的一个长椅。
And in most of those chairs were old people just looking forward, not speaking to each other.
那在每张椅子上都坐着一个老人，他们都是往前看，也不跟其他人说话。
And Larry Crabb said, "It was as if these people were soulless people."
他说，拉里说，这些在每张长椅上的人，他们都是非常一个孤独的人。
They were sitting in those chairs. They weren't reading. They weren't sipping iced tea. They were just sitting in that chair, looking forward.Disconnected from anyone around them.
他们就说这些坐在长椅上的人，他们可能喝着饮料，可能在唱着歌，但是都是好像自言自语一样，从来不和旁边的人有任何的交谈。
All of their lives, these people from probably up north dreamed of moving to Florida and enjoying the great life of Florida.
可能这些人可能梦想了一生，努力工作，都是为了将来可以退休到退休的天堂佛罗里达来度假，过剩下的生活。
And there they sat in their chairs, not knowing anyone, and no one knowing them.
当他们退休下来的时候，他们真的是只是一个人孤孤单单坐在那里，不知道身边的任何一个人，也不被任何一个人所知道。
Friendless.
没有朋友。
Does anyone know who you are?
有没有人知道你是谁？
Anyone know what's going on in your soul?
到底有没有人知道你的灵魂深处正在经历什么？
Do you know what's going on in another person's soul?
你到底知不知道在另外一个人灵魂当中到底经历着什么？
God has called us to this great rescue of broken people.
神正在呼召我们，真的是要去救这样一个一个破碎的灵魂。
So my challenge to you today.
我今天要给大家提出一个挑战。
Is rather than go through life,
不要再过着一样某种生活。
Having your chairs pointed in that direction,
你这样的生活就是两张椅子是都是望着远方去看。
Not knowing this person and this person not knowing this person,
虽然坐在一起，但是彼此都不知道。
We have been called to look people face to face.
我们被呼召让人可以跟人之间有关系，能够面对面的。
In the 20 minutes that you're going to give to God each day this week.
在每一周每一天，我们给神二十分钟。
Sorry, I just upped that up from once a week to every day.
给神每天每周每天二十分钟。
Would you sit in a chair across from someone and look into their eyes.
你愿意跟一个人坐下来，面对面的看着他的眼睛。
And tell them that you love them.
告诉他们你爱他。
And then show them that you love them by opening your heart and allowing them to open their heart.
通过打开你自己，告诉对方你的一些经历故事，来向对方敞开你的心扉，以至于可能某些时候对方也可以向你打开心扉。
And whatever need they have,
无论他们需要什么，
you supply that.
你都尽量去供应。
That's the family business.
这个就是我挑战你们要做的事情。
If we show this radical love,
如果我们能够将这样的截然不同的一个爱能够表现出来的话，
this costly love,
这个要付出的代价很昂贵，
your soul will run dry,
你的灵魂你的心灵可能常常会觉得干渴，
so you need to make sure,
所以你要确保，
that every day God is filling your heart with his love.
所以你要确保你每天要花时间跟神在一起，让神的爱来再次的重新的充满你，更新你。
So that you can give it out to others.
所以你才能通过源源不断的将从神来的爱去传给其他人。
Father, thank you for this radical story.
天父，谢谢你，谢谢你给我们这样一个与众不同的故事。
It challenges us to move beyond.Self-protection.
这个故事教导我们要走出自我保护的一个安全的境地。
It gives us the mission of reaching out to people that are broken and hurt.
给我们一个使命，你呼召我们去去接触那些破碎的人。
Lord, I'm going to pray for myself and for every person here that they would allow you to bring mugged people into their lives.
天父，我为我自己，也为在座的每一位来祷告，求你将那些被抢的人，那些破碎的人带到我们生命当中。
And that you would fill us with your love, so that we could touch these people with your grace.
主，求你自己来先来充满我们，以至于在我们当中溢出来的爱，让我们可以去把这样的爱传播给其他人。
Lord, this is going to be an exciting week. Give us your resources and your strength to do this.
主啊，这是一个令人激动的一周，求你自己来给我们各样的资源，让我们可以去帮助别人。
In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray this.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.